Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. Beware, beware, in today's episode I'm going to sound like a totally spoiled, self-righteous, opinionated American who wants to go around Poland Americanizing everything. However, if you know me and you know my channel, you know that that's the last thing that I want to be, and I am merely answering a question that's been asked often in my comments section by my viewers. So, it's time to do part two. What American ideas would I bring into Poland that would help Poland be a better country? Of course, in my opinion. Let's jump right into it. All right, for number one, if you didn't know it already, I'm a father of three, and I am missing a serious luxury that's available to most parents in the USA: babysitting done by high schoolers. The reality is, for most parents in Poland, if you don't have family or a really close friend nearby to watch your kids, or if you're not able to afford a nanny on a regular basis, you are stuck at home. As I've mentioned before in many episodes, we live about half an hour outside of Częstochowa to the north. There are times my wife and I dream of going out on a date together, but unless babcia or other family are available to watch our children, it's a date with the whole family. I've often wondered why there's no recommended list of teenage girls, or boys for that matter, looking to earn a few extra bucks by babysitting for a couple of hours on a Friday or Saturday night. Obviously, I've asked my Poles why that's the case, and they essentially give me two reasons. A, Russell, high schoolers are loaded down with so much homework that it is virtually impossible for them to get out of the house and do something like that. Or B, it's a problem with trusting an unknown teenager to enter your home, much less take care of your precious children. I grew up with multiple babysitters back in Houston. My parents went out. Some of them were good and some of them weren't so good. But as you can see, I'm alive and well today. Anyhow, I would love to see that become an option here in Poland. Staying with high schoolers for number two, the other luxury I miss is the option of having a teenage lawn service come into your lawn for you when you have no time to do it. When I was 16, my friend Sam and I conquered Northwest Houston during the summers. I borrowed the family car, I hooked up an old trailer we picked up for $100. We used our own lawn equipment to rake in hundreds of dollars on the weekends. I have never seen anything quite like this in the suburbs or villages of Poland, and I don't believe it's always a financial issue standing in the way. Most of my neighbors where I live now, they have very nice homes, multiple cars, and in a lot of cases, top-of-the-line yard equipment. I've got a rather big yard myself. I work long hours during the weekdays, and there are times I am swamped with proofreading and lesson preparation that has to be done on the weekends. Trust me, it's not that I'm lazy at all. It really happens that Saturday is the only day I can do my lawn mowing because it's a huge sin to cut grass on Sundays in Poland, right, Poles? I would gladly put some money in the pockets of some ambitious, well-intentioned young people, and hey, I'd be stimulating the local economy in the process. It's a great idea. Number three, please do not laugh at me on this one, but I really like the idea of American yard sales or garage sales for homeowners. It is a worldwide phenomenon that people accumulate junk over time, particularly outdated clothes and furniture. The expression, "one man's trash is another man's treasure," is one of the truest statements I've come across in my lifetime. I frequently see perfectly good furniture being thrown into the trash dumpsters around my area, and surprisingly, nobody picks it up. I always wonder why more people here in Poland aren't interested in selling their old stuff at discounted prices. Garage sales happen in some of the wealthiest neighborhoods in America, so it's certainly not a middle-class thing or anything to look down upon at all. Some real treasures can be found at garage sales. You see stories all the time, news stories about people buying things like antiques for next to nothing that people later discover are worth a fortune. I am not afraid to admit I love a good garage sale. Number four, I have spent time in multiple universities throughout Poland over the years in various capacities. As impressive as they are, I always find myself missing one thing in particular: the unmatched university spirit and loyalty that Americans have for the colleges they've attended. Sadly, I just don't see the same sentimental attachment in Poland. To my Polish viewers listening right now, in America, when we get accepted to university as teenagers and we leave home, we are proud and honored. We strongly support our sports teams by cheering them on. We shop for all kinds of clothing, displaying the university name and colors, and we wear it proudly everywhere we go. Oh, and I cannot fail to mention the university marching bands and the cheerleaders that are just impressive. Just makes the whole situation great. I did my bachelor's and my master's degrees at Liberty University, but I am a huge University of Alabama fan, and I adore the Alabama fight song. You'll know what I mean when you hear this. Love it all. The band, the colors, Big Al, our elephant mascot, Roll Tide. I just can't get enough of it. Poles, you are missing out. I would love to see such things happen here concerning the university spirit. For the fifth point, staying with good music and the spirit for a moment, I want to address this point to my viewers who are true believers of God. I often wish churches in Poland were a little bit more like the churches I attended growing up in America. I'm a member of the Protestant Church, and today it's not my goal to knock Catholicism here at all. I was actually born Catholic, but I think that all churches should energetically celebrate the fact that God's alive. For those of you who are Christians, we proclaim that Jesus died and he rose again. He's no longer in the grave. For years, I attended a non-denominational church called Lakewood. You might have heard of it before. The beautiful choir, the electric guitar, the drums, the tambourines, everything. This is how we worship God in my church. Check this out. There is nothing wrong with singing and dancing in church with musical instruments, and I think the youth today here in Poland might have a slightly different view of Sundays at church if they had that kind of atmosphere. I have to admit that I do see a touch of dynamic music during pilgrimages in Poland, but it's a rare sight to actually see it during the Catholic Mass. Number six has to do with Christmas. Poles, we need to do a better job out there in the suburbs and villages with decorating the exteriors of our houses. I know it's not a Polish tradition, but it's so much fun. While growing up in Houston, we had kind of subdivision and neighborhood battles as to who could decorate the areas better for Christmas. My neighborhood of Lakewood Forest, we did a great job, but we always seemed to lose to the nearby neighborhoods around us. The residents just went all out in those neighborhoods. I recall spending hours in the car with my family. We just drove through and we would look at Christmas lights. Just, it was a wonderful thing. I sincerely miss that living here in Poland. And I think if we just put a little effort into making it better, we could easily achieve that improvement. I'm going straight to the point with number seven. It is 2020. What is the holdup with the option for paying for petrol or gasoline by bank card or credit card at the pump? Every transaction in Poland requires making a physical trip inside where the lines can get long. I always tend to get stuck behind a guy who wants to order 10 hot dogs and he has no idea what cigarettes he wants to buy. It just feels like forever standing in these lines just to pay for my gas and to get my little invoice from my company. I really wish there was a faster way to get this done, and I find myself wondering, maybe it's just something I don't realize, it's something that I don't understand. Why that's not the case here in Poland? Why we can't just simply pay at the pump, put the credit card in, put in, you know, 50 liters of petrol and be gone. It's going to be a beautiful day when that comes here. In conclusion for number eight, let's get a tad more serious for a moment. This is one that I think needs to happen immediately. The Polish law needs to give people a clear, transparent policy on self-defense within the home, which is otherwise known as the Castle Doctrine or the Castle Law back in America. This enables you to protect yourself and your family and have the right to even use lethal force if absolutely necessary. At the moment, the law is very vague on what you can or cannot do to protect yourself. I have spoken to Polish lawyers in my English classes here, and many times, you know, the general idea is that you will serve time in jail if you kill somebody, in nearly all cases. The law simply lacks clarity on what can be done in various situations. It is highly rare that you would escape jail time for seriously harming somebody or taking somebody's life. As effective as the Polish police may be in stopping crime, there are many scenarios where you'd have to fend for yourself. I will tell you this, if I came home and found an intruder endangering the lives of my family, there'd be no doubt about what I would do. And that should be the basic right of every Polish homeowner who feels like their life's in danger. Okay, so those were my top eight. I'm curious, what did I miss? What did I leave out? What did I forget? Let me know in the comments section. I want to thank you so much for watching. If you have not subscribed to my channel, click the button on that University of Alabama logo on my TV right there so you don't miss out on future episodes. I cannot wait to read your comments. Have a great one and see you next time.